So what do you think is the most important problem facing the nation? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, March 21st. We will release the results and discuss the results of the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey this hour and next, and tomorrow for that matter, and we will welcome your input. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You heard some of the results in our Wisconsin Public Radio newscast. The economy is considered the most important problem facing the nation, according to our survey. Do you agree with that? What else is an important issue facing the nation? Is the nation headed in the right or wrong direction? Do you think that Congress or President Obama are doing a good job or not addressing the problems we face? And which of the differing approaches do you favor? We will welcome your thoughts and questions as we discuss the results with a political analyst and an economic expert from St. Norbert College. We will be welcoming in an economist after 6:30. But now we welcome in Wendy Scattergood, assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us and for doing all this work on the survey, as you always do every spring and every fall, while you were battling pneumonia.
Yeah, it was a little bit more difficult this time.
Well, we're glad to have you still with us, and I know how that feels. And I know that that's the biggest problem you face, but before we get into some of these specifics, let's talk a little bit about the survey itself. We're not going to dwell on the mechanics of the survey, but tell us a bit about the people you surveyed.
Sure. Well, first of all, Dave Wege, the founder of the Survey Center, now the Strategic Research Institute, wanted me to mention that this is the 25th year
wow.
of the St. Norbert and Wisconsin Public Radio collaboration on this. So that's a kind of a milestone for both
yeah.
of us, which is neat. This time we surveyed 400 residents, and it's all adult Wisconsin residents. It's not likely voters this time. And we were in the field, so we were calling people the 9th through the 18th of March, and we surveyed both from landlines and cell phones.
And it looks like, and I'm not an expert here, but most people identified themselves as Democrat at 37%, but more than half, 56%, say they see themselves as somewhat conservative or very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of conclusions do we draw from this?
Well, I think a lot of times people have somewhat different ideas about what liberal and conservative actually mean. Liberal has, at this point in time, kind of a negative connotation in society, and people are sort of less likely to consider that themselves that. Also, you know, conservative can mean a lot of things, and it can mean that I just don't want big changes. And it could be that I vote with Democrats, but I want small changes from the status quo, so I sort of consider myself somewhat conservative.
Well, we wanted to focus this segment of the show on the most important problem in some of these approval ratings. We say, and we always say, the economy is the most important problem.
Yeah, this time around, that's true, and it has been for the last several years. It came in at 34% saying that was the biggest problem facing the country. What's kind of interesting about that is that's actually a decrease. We last asked this actually in the fall of 2010, and at that point, 56% said that it was the most important problem facing the country, and in fall of 2008, 61% said it was the most important problem. So while it's still the number one problem, it's actually down quite a bit to 34%.
Oh, so what are some of the other problems that are taking some of those votes?
Well, what we've seen is an increase in the number two problem, which is, again, not its number two slot, but it's in an increase in percentage saying it was number one problem, and that's the budget and the deficit and the debt.
Okay.
What's interesting in that category, nobody said taxes.
Ah.
Everybody was saying budget and deficit and debt issues. A lot of debt issues in that category.
And what about, different, social issues?
Yeah, kind of farther down the line. Actually, coming in at number three, which may not be a surprise to people, is sort of gridlock and polarization issues. And that's up quite a bit. Typically, that's about 6%. This time it was 16%. So that took the place of some of the other issues. The first policy issue comes in at number four, healthcare, at 7%. And then foreign policy as a whole was 5%.
Yeah, and I heard in the report that you mentioned not one person said terrorism.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, most of the comments in the foreign policy section were bring our troops home.
Yeah. So anything strike you about the most important problem list that you think's worth noting?
I think, again, the difference is that we're seeing the polarization and the budget deficit take a little bit more prominence than they have in the past. It is a little surprising, again, that foreign policy is down as far as it is, because it's all kind of lumped into one thing, and it still is only 5%. And then number six is actually guns. And, of course, that's new because, obviously, we're in the middle of a national discussion on that. So that's one of the new things that has sort of risen up to one of the top spots here.
Well, we will be talking in more depth about gun reform or gun law reform coming up after 7 o'clock. We asked a lot of different questions about whether or not we support universal background checks and assault ban weapons and that sort of thing. And we will talk more about that after 7 o'clock. Right now, we are talking about the results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey on the most important problems, the biggest problems facing the United States. And we're wondering what your answer is to that question. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We will also talk during this segment about whether or not we think Congress or President Obama or the U.S. Supreme Court, for that matter, are doing a good job or not. That's coming up. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Checking the weather forecast for today, mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. It's going to be on the cold side again on this second day of spring. Highs in the mid to upper 20s, a little bit warmer than yesterday. Clear tonight, lows 1 below 0 to 2 above 0, so really cold tonight. And then Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy with highs getting into the low 30s on Friday. Coming up, as I mentioned, after 6:30, we will welcome in an economist from St. Norbert College. Kevin Quinn will join us to talk about some of the economic issues that we discussed in our St. Norbert College survey. And tomorrow at this time, we will be talking about the most important problems facing Wisconsin. We release this survey every spring and every fall with the St. Norbert College Survey Center, now the Strategic Research Institute. As Wendy Scattergood mentioned, our 25th year in doing this, and we're welcoming your answer to the question, what is the most important problem facing the nation? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Scott emails, the most important problem America has is its politicians. They have long stopped representing the people. We need to stop electing based on popularity and start electing based on leadership. Sounds like Scott is among those who's very upset with the partisanship and the polarization and the gridlock.
Yeah, definitely. He had a lot of company in that, with 16% of saying that was the most important problem.
Yeah, and it is, as a political scientist, Wendy Scattergood, this is a big problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting that, you know, when because we track this over time, that we can see the changes in its prominence. It's always sort of been there, but it's much more prominent this year than it ever has been.
Yeah. Let's go next to Louis in Twin Lakes. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I still believe the biggest problem facing the nation is this blind march toward taking the jobs that were good paying, sending them overseas to the to people that are making nothing, and no environmental controls over there. You talk about all the pollution in China that ultimately blows over here. But the biggest problem is those were all good-paying jobs. And what are we supposed to all do, make money washing each other's hair? Or doing each other's nails, or doing dollar store sales for 2 cents. This is where our economy is headed. And it's not enough to generate enough taxation that helps our economy grow. We're destroying our base.
Thank
and
you.
We're destroying the multiplier effect with it.
Yeah, well, that would probably go under the economy being the most important problem, Wendy.
Yes, and I did code for specifics that people said about jobs, and definitely people saying that we lack good-paying jobs, that they're worried about jobs being shipped overseas. So that was definitely one of the things that came up in that category. Another interesting thing that came up that I hadn't seen before was more people saying the middle class, we're losing the middle class. A lot more people mentioned income inequality than I hadn't even seen that come up before. And now almost 3% within that category actually said income inequality or that we're losing the middle class as the biggest problems facing the nation.
Yeah. And most of us say that, or do most of us say that the country is headed in the wrong direction?
Still a majority, 58%, think that the country is headed in the wrong direction. And that was really similar to some national polls that were done at the same time. I found one that was 59%. So it was basically the same as what the rest of the country is saying.
And what does that mean, Wendy? I mean, could it mean different things to different people?
It does. And it's one of the things that's been asked quite a bit over time is just sort of a general affect or feeling about the way the country's going. It usually is pretty highly correlated with people's sense of the economy and also with presidential approval ratings.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the presidential approval ratings?
It's not that correlated because actually the presidential approval rating is 53%. So the majority of people in Wisconsin do approve of the job that the president is doing, although a lot of that is approve rather than strongly approve. Only 9% strongly approve of the president's job.
Yeah. Well, do we think Congress is doing a good job?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20% think that Congress is doing a good job or approve of the job that Congress is doing. And that's actually a little bit higher than some of the national polls were around 13% to 16%. So we're a little bit rosier about Congress than the country as a whole.
Yeah, interesting. Well, can we surmise from this that we agree with the president more than we do with Congress as a whole?
Yes.
We can make that conclusion.
Yes, that is a statistically significant difference. And when we, a little bit later in the show, talk about some of the budget issues, then we can, I think that's where some of that difference is coming.
Yeah. And, well, since we're on ratings, we also asked what people thought about the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say?
And the U.S. Supreme Court has a 54% approval rating, although it should be noted that 15% weren't sure. So that makes it look a little bit lower than if we took out the not sure people. They would have a little bit higher approval rating than even the president. So we approve fairly strongly. We've asked that question before periodically, and it's a little bit lower than we've seen before. But it's still, people still have a lot more approval for that institution, that branch of government, than the other two.
Yeah.
And that's pretty typical.
We will be talking tomorrow at this time about the job performance ratings of Governor Walker, our state legislature, and our state Supreme Court. We'll talk about those issues tomorrow between 6 and 7 and talk about some other state budget issues as well. That's coming up tomorrow. Right now, we're asking you for the rest of this half hour, what do you think is the biggest problem facing the United States today? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Do you think that President Obama is doing a good job? What about Congress? You can let us know that, too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next caller is Brad in Plover. Hello, Brad.
Hi there. I'd say that a lack of empathy, especially amongst yuppies and conservatives, would be the biggest threat to the nation. People are pretty self-absorbed and live in bubbles, and they just don't bother to put themselves in another person's shoes and understand their reality and life challenges and maybe what led to them being in poverty. It's easy to just say someone's lazy, but, you know, if you really look into their background and history and environment, you can understand what led to that. It's complex.
Yeah. Any indication of others feeling that lack of empathy is a big problem, Wendy?
You know, we've seen that in the past. We've seen a couple people kind of every time say that. And this time I think they were more putting that onto Congress in their lack of empathy with each other than the population as a whole. So we didn't see it this time, but we have seen that in the past, actually.
Yeah. Well, what about poverty and hunger and that sort of issue? Did that even show up on our list of most important problems?
You know, a couple people mentioned homelessness. And then, you know, as I said before, the income inequality issue, but not poverty as it was. And I know that, you know, when Dave used to do the survey, poverty itself would come up a lot more. And since I've been doing it since 2001, it just really hasn't been on the radar as people's number one problem. It doesn't mean that people don't care about it, but it's not coming out as the number one problem.
Yeah. I know that also morality issues used to come up. Did that happen this time?
It's still there. A couple people talked about abortion and that's still the issue. One person said that the homosexuality agenda was the number one problem. Had a couple people talking about the lack of religion in society, or that Christians are becoming a minority. They felt that was the biggest problem. This time, a couple people actually mentioned national pride or lack thereof as being the biggest problem. And then one thing that's sort of increased a little bit over time is feeling like the country as a whole is not really following the Constitution or what the framers wanted.
Our next caller is Victor in Milwaukee. Hello, Victor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would say one of the biggest problems in this country is gun ownership and control. Yesterday, you know, I'm not sure if you read the Chicago Tribune and heard what happened. A 6-year-old baby girl was shot and killed.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
The assailant was shooting at the father, and a stray bullet hit his daughter.
That's
tip of the iceberg of the ugliness, what's going on with lack of gun control and people who don't have any self-control when they have these weapons. So I think that's one of the biggest problems in this society is the gun control and ownership of weapons. It's almost like it's becoming an obsession, a form of idolatry to have a weapon. And we're becoming an armed camp.
Yeah. Well, Victor, thank you for bringing that up. We will talk in more depth coming up after 7 o'clock. We'll release the results and discuss the results on universal background checks, banning military-style assault weapons, the proposal to have armed guards at schools, or increasing funding for mental health treatments for those who might have guns, or to make sure that they don't commit gun violence. And but you did mention, Wendy, that guns did show up on this survey, and they haven't really shown up on other surveys.
Yeah, that's right, and that's also true in national polls. In one of the national polls that was done at the same time as ours and was also open-ended, meaning people could say whatever they wanted, guns actually came in at the number 3 issue on that national poll, and for us it came in at number 6. And yeah, that has not been in the discussion at all. I mean, we just did you know, these questions not too far away, and it wasn't on the radar at all. So it's definitely coming up for people as a very important problem.
Yeah. Did people bring up just things like crime in general as a problem?
There were a couple people that mentioned that, both at the national and the state level, but not particularly. A lot of the people who were talking about that were specifically talking about guns and relating to the national debate that's going on.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Mark in Appleton. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Yes. I think the biggest problem that's going on is the allowing the big corporations to give as much money as they want to and being able to buy the laws that they want to by giving donations to the people that will vote for them and vote their way on their laws.
All right, well, we're kind of losing you, or it's hard to hear with the cell phone, Mark, but Citizens United and campaign finance reform, I think, are on his mind, Wendy.
Yeah, we didn't really see that too much in the sense of in that polarization and gridlock. There were a couple of people that mentioned sort of they feel like our politicians are corrupt, and so maybe they're getting at some of those same issues. We saw that a lot more when we asked that open-ended question about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, actually, as we saw a lot more of that going on.
Yep. Well, we will be releasing the results on the Wisconsin Supreme Court or discussing them in more depth tomorrow after 7 o'clock. So, yeah, we have lots of results from the Wisconsin survey. This is a survey that we do every spring and every fall with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. And we will be discussing the results of this spring 2013 survey this morning until 8 and tomorrow morning between 6 and 8. Different issues, different segments, different guests. And you, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You can also tweet us on Twitter @Joy Cardine Show. We have the results, the whole shebang, listed on the website, WPR.org, also linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll check news, and then we will discuss in more depth the economic issues in our survey. We wanted to know what you thought about the federal budget debate, what approach you favor in solving the deficit problem, and we'll talk more about that after the news.